December 12, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Readings from Zechariah chapter 2, verses 14 to 17, and Gospel according to Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The first reading. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, say the Lord. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people, and he will dwell among you. And you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. The Lord will possess Judah and his portion in the Holy Land, and he will again choose Jerusalem. Silence, O mankind, in the presence of the Lord, for he stirred forth from his holy dwelling. The Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there is no end. But Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relation with a man? And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, had also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the signet for her who was called barren, for nothing would be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. Theme: God glorify the lowly and humble. The feast of the Mother of Guadalupe is close to the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception due to its historical reason. Juan Diego, a Mexican peasant, being on his way to the Tepeyac Hill to a church to attend this Mass of Obligation, suddenly, the Blessed Mary appeared to him on the early Saturday morning, December 8, 1531. The lady commanded him to meet his bishop, Juan de Zumarraga, and to tell him that she wanted him to build a church dedicated to her on the Tepeyac Hill, so that she can help the people in the area. The bishop said he needs time to think about it. The lady appeared to him second time and reminded him of her request. He came to remind the bishop, who told him that he needs a sign to know the request truly came from the lady. Diego reported the bishop's request to the lady, and she promised that she shall grant the request on the next apparition on December 11. But do so he cared for his uncle, he couldn't meet the lady on the day of appointment. On the next day, December 12, Juan Diego intentionally chose a different path to the local parish to ask the priest there to come and to anoint his uncle. However, the lady still appeared to him. She asked him to gather the roses on the Tepeyac Hill, which never been grown on this barren hill. After gathering the flower, the lady arranged them on his cloak and asked him to wear it and sent him on the way to meet the bishop. When he met him, he opened his cloak and all the roses were fell down on his cloak. There is the image of the Mother Guadalupe. The bishop knew it truly is the lady's request, and he built a church on the Tepeyac Hill for the lady. This cloak, after nearly 500 years, is still remaining and kept carefully at the Basilica of Mother of Guadalupe in Mexico. Pope Leo XIII granted a canonical coronation of the image on October 12, 1895. The representation of the Virgin on the cloak is Mexico's most popular religious and cultural image. And under the title, the Virgin has been acclaimed as Queen of Mexico, Patroness of the America, Empress of Latin America, and Protector of Unborn Children. The latter two, given by Pope John Paul II in 1999. Juan Diego was beatified on 1990 and canonized on 2002 by Pope John Paul II. The Church commanded the churches in the Latin America to celebrate the feast of the Mother of Guadalupe on December 12 each year. Analysis. The first reading. God shall gather all people to Jerusalem. In God's providence, all things happen for the salvation of humankind. In the beginning, he chose the Israelites as his own people to prepare for the incarnation of Christ, his only Son. In the historical event of the true falling and exile, the Northern Kingdom on 721 BC and the Southern Kingdom on 587 BC, we can recognize his two main purposes. First point, they are needed to purify his people. Prophets Zechariah and Haggai are the two prophets after the exile and known for their effort in rebuilding the temple Jerusalem and it once, which were completely destroyed by the Babylonian in 587 BC. The new temple was dedicated by Nehemiah, the governor, and Ezra, the scribe, on 515 BC. On the day of dedication, Ezra and his priest make people to hear the law and the prophet from early in the morning to late in the afternoon. His purpose is to let people know God's wonderful providence. Their sin is the main reason of their exile and the destruction of the nation and the temple. On his sermon, he emphasized God's love for them by stimulating Cyrus, the Persian king, to issue a decree to release them back to their country. Moreover, He also helped them to have financial means to rebuild the temple. After 50 years of exile, as foretold by the prophet, see Ezra chapter 8 and 9. Therefore, the first benefit from the historical event is to purify the Israelites, to help them to recognize their sin and to repent from them. To God, to destroy and to rebuild are easily done for the purpose of purification so that he can live among them. In today's Zechariah passage, the prophet called people to rejoice because God is coming to people again. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, say the Lord. Second point, they are needed for evangelization. In order for the Gentiles to believe in God, there must be preachers and witnesses. The Israelites became preachers and witnesses to though against their will. God can use imperfect instruments to fulfill his will. The prophet Isaiah foretold that when God recovers the Israelites from the exile, there shall be not only the Israelites, but also other children from many nations, and they shall be also God's people. See Isaiah 49 verse 6, 52 verse 10, and 60 verse 3 to 11. On Zechariah today passage, the prophet also mentioned this fact. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people, and he will dwell among you, and you shall know that the Lord hosts has sent me to you. On the third apparition, the lady commanded Juan Diego to meet his bishop for building a church, specially dedicated to her name on the Taipei Hill. Her purpose is for her to live among the lady people, to share their suffering, and to show them the way to God. This event had helped people of this Zangate continent to know God and to become his people during the last 500 years. We must recognize God's providence and our mother love for people to this event. The Gospel. Christ incarnated after the world death of the Blessed Virgin Mary. First point. God chose Mary to be the mother of the Messiah. First, we need to make clear that verse 26 in this passage is Luke's introduction before he entered into the detail, the Annunciation event. This understanding helps us to avoid the question, why the Virgin Mary said, how shall this be, since I have no husband? In verse 34, why in verse 26 did pride, to a virgin be charged to a man whose name was Joseph? We could say that most of the Blessed Mary title, which the church declared to generation, have their origin in the detail of the Annunciation. First, Mary is full of grace, and God is always with her. As Gabriel saluted to Mary, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Second, Mary is always in good standing with God. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." This shows Mary is always free from sin. The title Immaculate Conception, which we are praising today found its origin here. Third, Mary is the mother of God. And behold, you will conceive in the womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Mary is the mother of God because Jesus is the Son of the Most High. Fourth, Mary is the one who brings God's promise to our forefathers to fulfillment. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And for his kingdom there will be no end. Second point, the conflict between God and Mary's will. When Mary knew God's will through the angel revelation, she also declared her will to the angel that she was wanting to live a consecrated life. How shall it be since I have no husband? The angel revealed to Mary the mysterious conception which was different with all conception in human history. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. This means Mary had conception while she is still a virgin, as foretold in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and repeated in Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Saint Luke ascertained this by Gabriel's word, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." If God let those who conceived in their own age, such as Sarah, Abraham's wife, Samson's mother, Samuel's mother, Elizabeth, Mary, king women, he can also let Mary to conceive and to be a virgin. Nothing is impossible to him. Third point, Mary feared. Mary's answer to God taught her two things. The first is her humble attitude when she said to the angel, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." The second is her obedience to do God's will. "Let it be to me according to your word." With the true proper attitude, she conceived Christ and opened the salvation for all humankind. Application in life. God and our mother love those who are lowly and humble. God chose Mary to bear his son because of her humility and obedience. Mary chose Juan Diego to convey her message to the bishop because he is humble and obedient. The original sin is the result of Adam and Eve right and disobedient. We must recognize the danger of the true sin and to try our best to root them out from our life. We are still fighting against Satan and his companions because it is the continued enmity. But we are promised by God that we shall be victorious if we are always humble and do God's will as Christ and Mary have done. Amen.